Good morning, afternoon, sorry. Welcome to the FTS bet slip for Wednesday, the 17th. Apologies, guys, I'm really not very well. I'm gonna rattle through today. I will be back tomorrow, but I'm gonna be as quick as I can, because I need to try and get some night nurse or something inside me and get some kip because I've been up most of the night, struggling to breathe with this cold. Men, we do are wimps, aren't we? But it is what it is. Right, I'm going in with golf first. Golf, I've got a couple that I'm backing again at big prices this week. I'm backing in the RBC Heritage, Brandt Snedeker at 80. I am backing Kevin Streelman at 220. And I am backing, can't find the third one, bear with me a second. I've just clicked the wrong tab on my computer, bear with me a second, sorry. Useless. Oh, I'm having a mare with Betfair now. Just clicking, keep clicking the wrong page. Apologies for this stunned silence. Can't find him. Can't find him. Can't find him. Why can't I find him? Apologies, guys. Sounding like a loony now. There you go. Sorry, Aaron Baddeley. There he is at 110. So Aaron Baddeley at 110. Kevin Streelman at 220 and Brand Snedeker at 80. They are my backs looking to trade this week. This is a fairly open tournament, and I think we could see some big prices up and in amongst it. Obviously, Johnson's favourite, Molinari. I can't see him winning after last week's collapse. DeChambeau, not for me. So yeah, so it's one of them where I've looked further down the field. And I do think that the big prices may come into play. So that is one for today. Right, what else did I have? I had a horse somewhere as well. Not to trade though. God, I'm all over the place today. This cold has knocked the heck out of me. Bear with me. God, dear. Nobody will be listening again after this today, Ian. It was in the 4 o'clock at Beverley, Lightning Attack. I was going to trade it, but I'm not going to back it to place. So in the 4 o'clock at Beverley, Lightning Attack, which is 2.3 in the place market, not a lot of money there. So again, I'm going to back that to place three places. Lightning Attack later in the afternoon, 4 o'clock at Beverley, Lightning Attack. Is one I'm backing to place. We then have the football in the Champions League. Ajax, obviously, that really surprised me last night. Ajax's performance and beating Juventus and Barcelona was fairly routine and straightforward. United helped them out in the end, but showed the difference between the two teams. Not being funny, when you got Messi up against Phil Jones, you know you're in for it. But the Ajax result really did surprise me. So, but it is prediction time for all the people. Again, people get carried away. Ajax will not be winning the Champions League. Ajax will lose to the winners of Man City and Tottenham tonight. Whoever goes through will be Ajax. There it is. That's another one. Add it to the list of tigers. Whoever goes through this afternoon, this evening, Man City Tottenham will beat Ajax over two legs in the semi-final. Now that game tonight, anything can happen. I think Spurs, it's a great result, but City could win 3-0, score early. I think Tottenham will start to fall apart. I think Tottenham missing Harry Winks could be a bit of a problem. We were going to struggle in midfield. But if Tottenham hold on, I do feel that Tottenham can score a goal. So that's the thing. And if Tottenham score, City obviously need to get through. So I'm going to have a little play in the. Oh, it's all going off here now. Sorry about this. I'm going to have a little play in the correct score market this evening to trade. I'm going to be backing 2-0, 2-1, and 3-1. 2-0 obviously sees City qualify. 2-1's a Tottenham favourable score, and 3-1 would see City qualify. So 2-0, 2-1, and 3-1. I'll be backing those with a view to trading them through the game. I'm going to sit in bed and watch that tonight. City have to score. That's the sort of drive behind it, that City have to come out and score. The longer the game goes, the more anxious they will get if they don't score early, and that will create space for Tottenham. So the 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, I do think will offer up some trading opportunities, as opposed to backing City at 1.33. I do think City may well win tonight, but whether they win by enough is the question. Hopefully, I'm so used to getting Tottenham of being a club of 40 years where you get a bit of hope only to see it ripped away, and that may well happen again. We're in the sort of stage of building up a bit of hope, but we could be 1-0 down in 2 minutes and that all gets evaporated. So, should be a good game, but that's what I'm doing tonight: the 2-0, the 2-1, and the 3-1. In the other game, I actually think Liverpool are quite a big price at 206. I'm not going to back them just because I'm really not wanting to get involved, but I do think that at 206 they're a decent price tonight. Wouldn't surprise me if they won that game. Yes, they're 2-0 up, but they're not going to sit back and let Porto get one and make it squeaky bum time. I think they are a far better side than Porto, so I think the 206 is a fair price. So that is it. In the Gulf, it's Snedeker, Streelman and Baddeley. Lightning attack in the 4 o'clock at Beverley, but in the place market, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, the Man City game. And Liverpool, I think, are half decent value. I will come back on tomorrow, but there won't be much tomorrow. Apologies for the haphazard approach today and the phone ringing and all sorts. I've just oh. Sorry, I'm just not quite feeling myself. Hopefully I'll get a good night's kip and I'll feel a bit better tomorrow. And I will be back in the morning. I have got a few things. I've got obviously emails and things to catch up on, which I will do over the next few days. But I've got a few things betting wise to sort of go over in the upcoming podcasts. Whether I'll get them out before the weekend, I don't know. I'll move them into next week. But been reading some interesting debates, articles while I've sort of been laid up last night. I was reading some stuff through the night. It's still this the mathematicians who want this perfect proof in betting that something works, and it's just not like that. And it amazes me that because it's not like that they can't actually leave people and let them be and understand that the game isn't like that. Of course, we could all prove anything mathematically does or doesn't work, but betting isn't like that. It's an evolving market. It's always moving. Prices are moving. So I've got a few bits to say on that next week. Probably I'll leave that for, because it could turn into a full-scale blown one. You never know. So enjoy your Wednesday. Just one other thing, that I see old Orange Face in the States is giving Trump the giving Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom or so. What on earth is going on? Honestly, the guy gets millions for playing golf. It's not at all what that was intended for. The world is continuing to go mad. Anyway, have a lovely Wednesday. I do genuinely hope, obviously with all my heart, that Tottenham go through tonight. I would love to see it. Mark my words, Ajax will not beat either of those two sides. And I will speak to you on Thursday. Off you all go now to back Ajax for the Champions League.